It's 1:40 now as we continue to dig out today. So many people looking to finally get out of their neighborhoods. Let's bring in WTOP's Bob Marburg, the dean of Washington Traffic Reporters. We have seen this story play out before, Bob. We know what we've seen, and you have a pretty good idea what to expect next.
Bruce, we have seen it before, and the way it plays out depends on the decision makers, the individual personal decisions, and those which must make decisions that affect large numbers of people. But let me point out, Mother Nature gave us the snow. Regifting is not an option. The only way this, we can move the snow, we can pile it up, but the only way it's going to go away is for the sun to come out and the snow to melt and wind up down the drain.
Bob, there's a lot of pressure on leaders trying to make a call here about schools, about governments. But for folks who have to get in, whether it's by cars or by public transportation, they are faced with the issue of if service and roads aren't at full capacity, what am I supposed to do? How can I get there?
Mark, that is the key. You know, we talk about capacity in terms of expanding roads to meet the rush hour. Today, we're operating under diminished capacity. There is virtually no road or highway where all the travel lanes are available. That's not surprising because we had all that snow to push as far off the road as possible. And in some cases, it's piled up 15, 20, 30 inches by the curb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that raises another issue. By the way, pedestrians out walking in the street, give me a break. Take the iPods, the earpods, take the earbuds out of your ears. Do as I did before sidewalks were invented. Walk facing the traffic so you can see and dive into a snowbank if you have to. But the problem now is for the decision makers. It is completely unacceptable for one child to ever be struck by a school bus or be struck by a car trying to walk to school or even stand and wait by the side of the road. To that end, the responsibility is so great that for everybody who has made a decision ahead of time to close the schools, let families know what they needed to plan on, and keep everybody safe, that's what they have to do. As far as the government is concerned, you cannot have a real rush hour when you have lanes that don't exist on city streets, even on the interstate highways.
Some of the folks who ventured out today tried to get to work were surprised to find crews out clearing snow in what would be rush hour. But they need to do that, don't they?
Bruce, they can't not do it. It is a matter of negligence if you leave a pile of snow in a lane that disappears because drivers are not vigilant enough to look far enough down the road to realize that. And I have personally seen cars go up on a snowbank and roll in front of me. They have to clean until all the lanes are visible. This is on the interstate. On the city streets, the neighborhood streets, you don't have that option. There's no place to put the snow, although in the district, they are lifting and carrying the snow away where possible. And let me say this. The snow fighters on the job since noon on Friday afternoon have been dedicated, determined, tenacious. They've done a heck of a job. Where we can see bare pavement, it is because they have gotten us to bare pavement. But the snow isn't going to go away until it melts. I was at a conference where somebody in charge of New York City snow removal was asked, well, how much do you budget? Each year he said, we set a number for planning purposes, and then we do what it takes to remove the snow because we can't afford not to.
Bob, we're looking at, we just have 10 seconds left, we're looking at folks trying to figure out when we might get back to full service. What are your expectations for the rest of the week?
Realistically, the rest of the week, realistically, some people will try, some will be able to. It depends, you know, when it talks about, you talk about school, but the government too, it's about the safety of students and the safety of staff. People live so far away from the workplace that in many cases, it's simply not an option.
All right, WTOP's Bob Marburg preparing to do battle with traffic in just a few minutes.